With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Holly Butcher, the Shawnee National Forest passes outside the bus window as you, with Mortimer Scoville sitting next to you, whether this is something you accepted or not, or whether
No.
As you take the bus to Camp Hummingbird, the summer camp that you've gone to every year for the past 5 years. Previously, beforehand, Mortimer Scoville probably wouldn't have sat next to you, but with the events of 1985 in your rearview window and the sort of creation of the Mummy Gang, he's sticking to you like glue.
Yuck.
Ahead of you on the bus, standing close to the front, or sitting close to the front, is Peg Lively, who's coming to Camp Hummingbird this year as a camp counselor. Behind you is Wendy Callahan, who's sort of like Queen Bee of the camp. She's very rich. You know this. Everybody knows this. She's a very rich girl. She's got her hair in two pigtails, and she's constantly followed. They're all squeezing into one seat together by her two cronies, Roger Loomis and Shara Delancey. Roger Loomis kind of like bleeds posh. It just kind of like seeps out of his pores. He's sort of like Fraser Crane, if Fraser Crane was a kid. And Shara Delancey is a kind of brutish girl who's not afraid to pick up a kid and throw them. They're at the back of the bus, as they always are. And amongst the other kid that you know sort of semi-well is a kid named Ryan Anders, who's very timid and very quiet. Everybody calls him Muesli. You can't remember why. It's just a nickname he picked up somewhere along the way. Outside the window, you see flashing by Shawnee Forest, the national forest that Camp Hummingbird is situated in. You can also smell the figs that Mortimer Scoville is just sucking down as he sits next to you on the bus. He has a small tub, like a Tupperware, full of figs that he's opening up, and he's just, and you can see they've been like sweating in the sun.
Are they raw or have they been cooked?
Raw, raw figs, raw figs, raw figs. Would you like a fig? He says.
Mort, no one wants a fig.
People want a fig. He turns around and he starts asking the rest of the bus.
Mort,
are you going to try and pull him down?
No, I think at this point if I just, I'm disengaging.
Who wants your fig? He says.
Is he eating the skin?
Yeah. He's eating them like apples.
Whoa.
Who wants your fig? Who wants your fig? Wendy Callahan and the crew, they like look at him, laugh, and then like titter amongst themselves. They don't seem to be responding to him. He sits back next to you. Guess nobody's hungry. Okay.
Well, then that's just more for you, Mort.
Exactly. That's why I was literally going to say that. That means it's just more figs for me. He puts the little tub full of figs down beside him and he pulls out a Rubik's Cube and starts doing it. Okay. Mortimer Scoville, he tugs your shirt after like maybe a couple of minutes.
What?
Holly, he gestures to your hair. There's a bit of gum.
What? Is it there?
Yeah, I reach up around. You can feel a big glob of pink gum in your hair. And at that moment, you can hear laughing from the back of the bus, Wendy Callahan and her cronies. They don't say anything. They just laugh and like act like that they didn't do anything.
I don't turn around. I try not to react. I sort of touch the gum and then touch around my hair to like disguise that I found it.
Okay.
And then just lower my hand, almost as if I haven't noticed.
You know how to get gum out of hair?
Shut up, Mort.
Ice, he says. You have any ice?
I would have ice. Shush.
I don't know.
Do you have ice, Mort?
Do I have ice? No. It would have melted.
Are your figs cold?
I think they're actually pretty warm, he says.
Where is the gum in my hair?
It probably would be literally at the back of your head. Like if somebody was sitting behind you, and I'll say Muesli is, like they could just eyeball the gum. Would you don't have to do anything about it now. You could try and save face.
Well, I think I'd have my little braids into low pigs still in.
Yeah, nice.
So it's right at the part line.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to cut out.
What are you? Are you going to do anything about it or just leave it in?
I'm going to shut up. Shush, it's fine. I'll fix it later.
I could get one of the adults. Okay, what? All right.
I'm just going to pretend like I didn't even notice it was in there so I don't give them the satisfaction of bullying me.
Okay. Mortimer Scoville goes back to eating his figs. He's like, whatever, dude. You do you. Later on, he pulls out a Rubik's Cube and just starts kind of like trying to do it himself. He's not very good at it. He can't seem to figure it out. But eventually, you pull up, you're on Little Pike Road, and you pull up at the front of Camp Hummingbird. It's a very typical-looking summer camp. You can see from where the road faces the camp, you can see the back of the girls' cabins, and you can see the toilet block and the kind of main administrative building.
Okay.
You can also see, and this is a classic feature of Camp Hummingbird, you know this well, you don't even think about it, the emu farm. Camp Hummingbird has like this massive emu farm behind the toilet blocks.
Yeah.
It's just like part of Camp Hummingbird. It's a classic element
and
of Camp
Hummingbird. I don't even think
about
that.
You don't even think about it because you've been here. So, you've been coming here so many years, you're just like, oh yeah, the emus.
I would like to pretend to fiddle in my bag for a bit as everyone else leaves the bus so that I'm the last off the bus.
What's your sneak and body?
My sneak is 3, my body is 4.
All right. Oh yeah, you're going to be fine at this.
And I body it.
You don't.
Oh, what? No.
You're fucking up completely. Maybe you start to go through your bag and everybody starts like filing out of the bus. But Wendy Callahan stops where you are at the kind of closer to the front of the bus. And she's like, oh, after you.
I look up at her and I say, thank you, Wendy.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't know why people say those things about you.
Sorry to interrupt, but do you know you've got gum in your hair?
No.
Well, I'd get rid of it if I was you, she says. And then she walks off the bus.
Okay, I quickly knife the gum out of my hair.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Okay. You managed to deftly, it's lucky because you get your hair and your braids. It's actually not much hair that it's stuck to.
Okay.
So you managed to kind of cut it out and remove it almost entirely.
Okay, I run after Wendy. Wait, Wendy!
Yeah, she turns around with a big smug grin on her face.
You were right. That's so kind of you. Thank you. As I say thank you, I smush it into her hair and I push it into the roots.
Oh,
right,
my God.
Right around the, like, it looks like I'm about to touch her face to say thanks or pat her on the shoulder.
Yeah.
But I smush it into her hairline near her eyes.
Oh, my God. What's force for you?
My force is 1.
Okay. And your body's 4?
Yep.
You managed to, Wendy's not expecting it. She's so smug that she got the gum in your hair and like you didn't even notice that she's not expecting it. And you get it so in the roots that you suspect that if she wants to get rid of it, like at camp with no, like there's no barber for miles, she might have to just, she might have a bald patch basically.
Yeah.
By the time the gum is out of her hair. She screams and runs immediately up to Peg Lively, who is stepping off the bus. She like grabs Peg. She's like, look what Holly did. Look what Holly did to my hair. Peg like looks at the hair, stifles a laugh, and then looks up at you for explanation.
I've never chewed gum on this bus in my life.
All right. A classic Holly Butcher lie.
No, I haven't chewed gum on this bus in my life.
Yeah, but.
Check her pockets. She's the one who eats gum. She's just clumsy.
Peg Lively's like, is this true, Wendy? Wendy's like, I was eating gum, but.
Is that not your gum?
She, like, just like Wendy Callahan in a kind of flump, realizing that she's beat, walks away. Brick Hickman, you and Snuts McKenzie are already at Camp Hummingbird, and you're in the kitchen. Snuts McKenzie figured out that one of the back doors was locked, and he led the two of you in here. You can see the cook is nowhere to be seen, but a big pot of chili is boiling on the stove. You think this is probably going to be lunch. Snuts McKenzie, who's sort of your crony, and he's a kid who kind of went through puberty too early, saw a tit, fucked him right up.
Yeah.
he's kind of
happens to the best. Oh
yeah, you see one tit when you're 13 or whatever, and it's all downhill.
Oh
yeah.
God, fallen soldier.
Yeah, he's kind of a troublemaker, but he's, you know, you grew up together or whatever. You can't seem to shake him.
Mm-hmm.
He's led the two of you into the kitchen, and he's standing and kind of gesturing at the big pot of chili. He says he's always breathing real bad. What a perfect opportunity, he says.
You're. Perfect opportunity for what, Snuts? I mean,
for trouble. He starts like looking around, trying to find something to put in the chili as a prank. You know that that's probably his intent.
Snuts, you're a real sack of shit, but I love it. What can you see?
Okay, Snots, he starts like going through the sort of camp spices. He pulls out a big thing of chili, like hot chili. He puts that down on the table. He pulls out maybe a thing of rat poison, puts that down on the table as well.
Okay, Snots, I like you thinking that rat poison, though. We want to cause trouble, not crimes.
Yeah.
I know it's a tough line sometimes, and I'm right there with you, pal, but...
He heads into a pantry section. He heads into the pantry, kind of like he's disappeared for a bit. Maybe you're keeping watch. And then he returns out of the pantry with a big thing of like first aid.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls out some Ipecac, which you know is going to make everyone throw up. He pulls out some laxatives and he's striking your interests, he says. And he lays them all out on the table.
All right. Snots, talk me through this. So this is lunch?
Yeah.
And we want to cause some trouble.
Yeah.
And I love that. But Snots, what are we going to eat?
Snots runs his hand through his greasy hair. He goes into the pantry and he comes out with a big loaf of white bread. We get to have the bread.
Snots, I got a way better idea. Okay. What's in our mouth?
Spits?
Exactly.
Okay. You and Snot just spend, like, I'm going to say 10 minutes spitting into the chili. Snot's then, like, when he finishes, so we're going to eat the spit chili?
It's already in our mouths.
Fair enough. You hear the sound of the bus arriving. Yep. You know, this probably means your best camp friend, much better than Snots McKenzie, Holly Butcher, is here with all of the people from Handle Creek who come to Camp Hummingbird.
I look at Snots. All right, Snots, grab the bread. Let's kick it.
Snots grabs bread and flicks it over his shoulder like a sack, and then he follows you outside. You leave the kitchen. And you're in the kind of car park entrance section to Camp Hummingbird. And you can see Wendy Callahan, who you know. She's kind of a piece of shit. She's very annoying. She's very mean. She runs past you.
Hey, Wendy, love what you've done with your hair.
Shut up, she says. And she disappears into camp. And you can see your good friend, Holly Butcher, and loathed worm, Mortimer Scoville.
Hey!
Holly Butcher, you can see your good friend, Brick Hickman, and equally loathed worm, but for different reasons.
We both brought our worms with us. Maybe we should try and make our worms be friends so we can hang out, so we can kick it.
You see each other over the lawn.
I run over. You mean you like what I've done?
Good to see you, Holly.
Don't you mean you like what I've done with her hair?
What did you do? You can see, for some reason, it seems like Snots, whereas you were just spitting kind of like from a good distance into it. He had his face completely over it. So like his face is really oily from the steam that came off the chili. He does not look well. He looks wet.
Wow, Snots, did you get worse?
That's what people keep saying.
Snots, why don't you go to the toilet block? Take a piss, wash your face.
he nods. He like goes up and feels his wet face for the first time, and then he disappears equally into the camp.
Holly, it's so good to see you, and so good to get rid of my freak. How was the bus ride?
I glance over at Mort. Freaky.
Oh, Mort, sorry, didn't...
I'm French with Holly this year. We weren't friends last year, but I'm French.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said French. And I almost kicked you. Both of you. Yeah, friends.
How about you take a piss and wash your face?
My face is fine, he says. Because it's not. It's got fig all over it.
It's figgy, Mort.
Yeah, that's good.
Mort, how was your bus ride?
It was good.
I'm not listening. Holly, that reminds me. Mort, I've heard good things about the chili this year. Holly, yuck. I got heaps of bread for you. Stay away from the chili.
Yuck, chili.
I look and I know. Yeah. I know what you've done.
You know that you just didn't get here early enough to spit in the chili as well.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
There's always another meal, Holly.
I turn around. I want to show you what Wendy did to me.
Okay, let's see.
Look.
Yeah, you can see it's not so bad, but like you can clearly see some hair's been cut away.
I'm going to have to pick a new haircut.
I don't know. I think this suits you. It's, honestly, would I ever lie to you? Pretty much not noticeable.
Yeah.
Would I ever lie to you? Pretty much no. Pretty much
basically,
not.
I mean, I might, but like basically I probably wouldn't. Mortimer's like, you can see it a bit. You're bit in there. Yeah.
You're covered in figs. You make me sick.
Okay, I'll go wash your face. I'll go wash my face.
And take a piss.
I don't really need to.
You've been
but...
on the bus for so long. Take
yeah,
a
no,
piss.
I pissed beforehand.
Take a piss.
Okay. What's your charm in mind?
My charm
him into piss.
Yeah, you got three. Three?
And... My charm is three. My mind is... Wait, my charm?
Charm and heart, excuse me.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was going to say, that confused the shit out of me. I was going to call you Dungeon Master, but Loop Master, Bike Master, BM.
Bowel movement. Yeah.
my charm is three, but my heart is five.
Okay, oh my God.
Yeah.
Mort's pissing.
He's gone hoarse.
Okay, yeah. Mort's like, Holly, I do need to piss. And he turns around and disappears.
Holly, I've just...
Go chat to Snot!
I've just bought us 2.5 minutes. We can get as far away from the freaks as we possibly can.
Should we go to the emus?
Would you like to go to the emus? Well, now that you're kind of closer to the camp, you can see the basic layout. There is this large administrative building that is kind of where the mess hall is, or the dining hall is, as well as the kitchen. And you know there's some offices here as well. On one side of the camp, three cabins. You know these are the girls' cabins. And then there's another three cabins on the other side. Then there's a seventh cabin, which is kind of like not touched, sort of abandoned.
It's girls and boys. I get freak reprieve.
Holly, if I end up having to share a room with Snots... and more, this could be my last camp.
And then at the end of the, in the middle, between the two sets of cabins, is a large bonfire. It's currently not lit. And then there's a toilet block at the very end. And beyond that is the emu farm.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's the furthest point.
Yeah.
So let's take our bread and run to where the birds are. Yeah, nothing could go wrong.
We'll eat some bread there. Like I said, avoid the chili. And hopefully... our freaks don't find us for a while. And if they do, hey, who knows? Maybe we can just feed them to the emus.
Okay, you, like, head toward the toilet block, which is where you sent your freaks.
Fuck!
But they seem to be pissing. Yeah. You miss them entirely. You go beyond
it.
Wait,
so as I walk past the toilet block, hey, Snots!
Yeah?
You pissing?
Oh, yeah!
Meet you at the kitchen.
Okay.
Mort!
Yes?
You pissing?
Yes.
Go be friends with Snots.
I don't like it. It's greasy.
Okay, so audio doesn't pick up a look, but Holly's eyes basically almost fell out of
her
head.
Pot kettle, Jesus! What?
He's a different kind of greasy. I'm a sort of charming greasy.
Mort, we'll meet you in the kitchen.
Okay, see you
there. Holly goes silent.
Piss strong, king.
You pass the toilet block and you arrive at the emu farm. The emu farm it's not much of a farm. It's kind of like a large-ish square patch of just flat packed earth with about maybe 7 emus that kind of just mill around here. Can I get your mind and let's call it comprehend.
So, 3 and 0.
Okay.
3 and 0.
Both of you. No, full. You have been told, possibly every year, why the emu farm is here. Neither of you have ever comprehended it.
I imagine, like, even though I know I've been at camp for a little bit, I take this moment to just, like, stretch and be like, ugh, it's good to be back.
It's eggs, right?
You don't know. They told you why the emus are here, but you don't know.
I'm just trying to imagine in my own mind why the emus are here.
Yeah, well, I just always like to think of it's just a cool thing to look at to keep us kids out of trouble. And let me tell you, it does not work.
Are there any signs anywhere?
No, there's just like a kind of large-ish wooden fence that surrounds it. Oh, well,
sounds
actually,
climbable.
It's climbable. There is one.
Maybe this is the year, Holly, the year we meet an emu.
There's probably would be actually one sign on it. It's not like a this is what it is, but it's just a sign that says, warning kids, keep your hands out of here.
Warning kids, keep your hands out of here is what the sign says.
The sign says it's hand painted, yeah.
Well,
what are the emus kind of approaches you?
If we put our whole
you?
Bodies in.
Are you going to climb into the emu pad?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What's your...
I'm in one of those dairy moods. You know how kids get dairy?
Oh, yeah, kids get dairy. Kids
well,
don't think of
I'm
consequences.
Going in.
We're both 14 and have been hanging out for about 15 minutes. So, yeah, that's...
yeah, and I just found out I missed out on the chili spitting.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa. What spitting? I didn't say anything.
What's your...
I wink.
What's your move body?
1 and 4.
Okay. That's not so bad. Oh, beautiful. Easily. You watch Brick Hickman as Holly Butcher clambers up the wooden fence and down the other side. You are immediately pecked by an emu.
Pecked?
Yeah. They don't like people. This, what do you think the sign says?
That's for just hands. If I put my whole body in, that's different. It knows I'm attached to my hands.
Through the, like, slats of the fence, Brick Hickman, you just watch as the emu donk, donk.
Holly, put your hand up. Pretend you're a bigger emu. I'm pretty sure that works.
Yeah, try that. Does that work?
You've got a condition now. You were upset, so everything's at a negative one for you. You're gonna try and be a bigger emu?
Yeah. Can I sort of climb up the fence as well?
Those will be two separate moves. Okay. Allowing the emu another hit.
Okay. I will pretend to be a big emu first and then I'll climb to become an even bigger emu.
Let's call that heart charm.
3, 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to charm this.
Charm the emu. You manage to, the emu, it's like head reels back for another donk on your forehead. Your head's taking a beating today. Another donk on your forehead. But then you bring up your hand in a kind of mock emu. And you can see that this, like, you don't know if you've charmed the emu, but you've certainly, like, kind of confused it. It's no longer really sure what it's dealing with.
Yeah, fair enough.
You all good, Holly?
Yeah, I'm fine. I go in for, I distract him with emu hand and peck him with non-emu hand.
You're full on fighting the emu, not escaping. Awesome. Okay.
Whoa, this is... You sure you're good?
Okay. You watch his...
She has to learn!
Well, he gets pecked again. Maybe, like, to jab it in the side, you sort of stop paying attention to your emu hand, becomes like a palm or whatever, and the emu immediately, the ruse is up. It pecks you in the head again. Can you take another condition? You're now at a -2.
Am I upset twice?
Yeah, you are not only...
Is Holly standing, like, close to the fence?
I would say so, yeah.
And for role-playing purposes, would you say that Holly and Brick have a similar size disparity
between the two of you, yes.
Between maybe Jill Dusher and Cass Page?
I would.
Oh, okay. So would you say that Holly is within grabbing range?
I would say so. I would say you could pull Holly out of there if you wanted to.
Holly, this rules. I'm just going to jump in here for a second and just lift her up over the fence.
Okay.
I was winning!
I know.
Yeah, you manage to, Holly, your fists swinging, legs kicking, you get dragged back over the fence and you flump down onto the other side. You can hear, as you flump down, you can hear somebody yelling at you, the two of you. Jeez, kids, why did I stay away from there? Can't you read? You turn around, this is the owner of Camp Hummingbird, a man named Jimmy Cricket.
You're not allowed to ask someone that. What if they can't read?
Jimmy, my guy!
Jeez, of course it's the two of you. Every frickin' year, he says.
Whoa, you can't say frick to kids.
That ain't a cuss. They're doing orientation. You gotta come to orientation, kids. Orientation's happening. Come
on. All right.
Everyone's gotta be there. Everyone's gotta be
there. Why'd you raise him like that?
I didn't raise... That's emu, he says.
What are they here for, Jimmy? We've always been wondering.
Every year in orientation, I tell you. In 1974, they were gonna open a Disneyland. And I thought maybe if I bred some emus, I could sell them the meat.
Sell them for meat.
Ain't you heard? It turns out it's an urban legend that the turkey legs at Disneyland are emu legs. They're not. It's just a boy turkey. Come
Jimmy,
on.
Jimmy, from one pal to another, that's fricked up.
Why did you keep breeding them?
Kid?
Hey, it's not a cuss.
You said it wasn't a cuss. You're not allowed to tell, otherwise we can tell back.
Who are they going to believe, Jimmy?
Okay, trying to intimidate this poor man.
Who are they going to believe? The two worst children or the man who works there and is having his livelihood fucked with?
Can I get both of your heart charms?
3, 2.
Okay.
5, 3.
Okay. Holly, you don't know if you're getting through to him. Maybe he just can't hear you over his own wailing. And in fact... This is crazy because that was an insane role. But maybe Jimmy Cricket, who has had to deal with you for the last, you know, however many years you've been at camp, has built up something of an immunity to your nonsense over time. He claps his hands together. Come on! We got to get to orientation. He turns around. He starts. Maybe, in fact, he goes behind you and starts pushing you.
Whoa.
Stop it!
First cursing at kids and now pushing us?
Are you resisting as he pushes you?
He's bigger than us and he's older, and for whatever reason, I don't know, you can just do what you want yet.
He leads the two of you back through camp.
I keep looking over my shoulder and I'm like, Jimmy, come on.
Freaking kids.
Sorry, what was that, Jimmy?
Breeding them.
Because like, they just breed, he says. I don't know how to stop them breeding.
Have you thought about selling them, Jimmy?
Just nobody wants to buy them.
Pick up their eggs every time they lay them.
The eggs are disgusting, he says.
Don't eat them.
Well, I do. Anyway,
he leads you into the main hall, the sort of kitchen, the dining area. You can see everybody has bowls of chili in front of them that they are eating. You can see there's a kind of like a stage. You know, this is where the talent show will be held later in your time here. You can see on the stage is the three camp counselors that you have this year. Sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less, but there's three this year. Monk Davies. Monk Davies is hot as hell. Monk Davies, absolute dreamboat, but like dumb as a bag of hammers. You can see he's not even paying attention.
Can I get that name again, please?
Monk Davies.
Monk Davies. Yep. I thought you said Mud Davies. I thought you said Monk, then I thought you said Mud, then I thought you said Monk again.
I wish I had said Mud. That's a much better name.
Well, it's not too late. You're BM, bowel movement.
Bowel movement. I make whatever decision I like. No, it's Monk Davies. Also on stage is Becca Cormack. Becca Cormack is like, she's probably maybe 20 at the oldest, but she's got such mum energy, it's unparalleled. And you know that, especially you, Brick Hickman, you can get away with anything if Becca Cormack's watching, because she's just got infinite patience for you primarily, but also, Holly, she's got infinite patience for you too. And then Peg Lively, and this is her first year here. And you can see Peg Lively, well, actually, can you? You got no idea. Never mind. Okay. The interactions
probably
between,
wasn't important.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Don't stress about the way they're looking at each other. Jimmy Cricket plonks the two of you down in front of bowls of chili. Maybe as he does, he looks down and he's like, where'd you get the bread? We've been wondering where the bread went. And he snatches it out of your hand.
Whoa, Jimmy, I brought this bread from home.
No, you didn't.
Jimmy.
Everybody is turning to look because obviously Jimmy Cricket is quite loud and he's also holding up the bread.
At least give us some of the bread.
Everybody gets one slice. He looks at it. How many slices of bread have you had?
Half.
Yeah, we would have eaten half on the way.
Yeah, we were eating it.
No bread for the two of you, he says.
Right, the emus ate it.
The emus didn't eat it.
Look, they're big birds. Of course they did.
Jimmy. Oh, okay. Look, the jig is up. Clearly, we ate some of the bread.
Yeah.
And look, I don't want to get off to the wrong start, Jimmy. So, Jimmy, here. I offer him my chili. It's all yours, pal.
That's fair. We ate more than our fair share, so you can have our chili.
You think I don't get chili? I'm an adult, he says.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got my own bowl of chili.
You're so worried about the bread, Jimmy.
He's just like, he can't handle the two of you. He's reached his limit. He snatches the bread and he starts distributing it to the other kids. You've been plonked down, much to your chagrin, with Snots McKenzie on one side and Mortimer Scoville on the other.
How was your piss, Snots?
Awesome, he says.
Good to see your face is clean.
It is, but it still seems. Yeah. It's
did not wash.
You don't know.
Okay.
You don't know. You got no way of telling.
Is Snots eating the chili?
Yeah.
That
seems
asked,
like he's completely forgotten. Yeah. And so is Morty. Maybe, in fact, as you sit down, Mortimer turns to you, Holly, and he's like, you don't want your chili?
No. Do you want it, Morty?
Yeah. If you know you're eating it.
I'll swap you your bread.
Yeah, okay. That seems like a fair deal.
Snots, you want some more chili, pal?
Yeah. Oh. Snots stands up. You say he's going to throw up. He looks like he's about to throw up.
I guess I stand up and get out of the way, pull Holly by. Okay. What are you wearing, Holly?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. How are both of you dressed?
Big shirt with fruit on it.
Okay. Yes. I grab Holly by the collar of her big shirt with fruit on it and yank her backwards.
Okay, I'll go body force, let's call
my
that.
My two actions so far have been to move Holly out of danger. That's good.
Yeah, you managed to move Holly out of danger. In fact, you can buy an extra effect because you got two successes. Would you like to give a success to another kid, impress, frighten, or humiliate somebody who's here? You could pin your opponent. Probably not super relevant. You could take something from your opponent. You could knock them unconscious. You don't need to, this might be useful for you. You don't need to roll to overcome the same problem in the future.
I'll take that, I reckon.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Or this one might also be relevant for you. You avoid collateral damage. Do you want to, and this is the, you can tell in the split seconds when the world sort of slows down.
I've either got a choice where I can move Holly out of danger for the rest of time.
Yeah, you're like, I can either really nail what it takes to move Holly out of danger or not get spewed on.
Look, I'm a kind man, child boy.
Yeah.
But I ain't that kind. Collateral damage.
Yeah, that's smart.
You move Holly out of the way, instantly forgetting the way you did it. As you do it, you're like, this is the perfect way. This is the perfect way to move Holly. But then it goes from your mind as you step out of the way and avoid
I
the
imagine
spew.
I do it in a cool way. I don't go, whoa!
Oh, yeah, that's true. You just deftly quietly, step to the side as Snuts McKenzie vomits all over the floor.
Jimmy!
You see him turn around.
Chili's going bad.
Chili's gone bad. He turns around to all the students. Is the chili bad? All the students are like, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Maybe I'll say Becca Cormack rushes off stage. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you all right, hon? Are you all right, hon? And she takes Snuts McKenzie.
Yeah, take him to sick bay.
I think I will.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Oh, darling, you watch as she picks up, like, she holds him quite close. Snuts McKenzie gives you the worst look.
Oh, yucky.
He's enjoying it too much. He went to puberty early and fucked him up. He's perennially horny.
Yeah,
this kid.
See the look and just choose not to process it.
That's probably for the best. Snuts McKenzie is taken to the sick bay, and Jimmy, much to his unhappiness, mops up the sick.
I guess, because now we know that Holly is wearing a big shirt with fruit on it.
Yeah.
I'm wearing jeans and a flannel shirt and a bandana, the bandana is not, I'm not wearing it like a full-on bandana.
Yeah.
It's folded, so it's just in a strip around my head.
That's so good.
And is it covering your eyebrows?
Oh, yeah.
A thick strip.
It's a thick strip.
Can we see the top of your head if we're looking at you front on?
You can, like, you can't really see my hair, but you can see that, like, it doesn't go straight up like a hat and therefore, like, cover. Like, basically, if you're looking straight down, you, like, the bandana is even with the top of my head. It's not high, makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing it like some people have worn it, kind of like one of those, like, party crowns.
A bottle of Angostura beer.
Yes! Yeah.
Jimmy, after cleaning the sick, takes to the stage, and he finally gets his orientation out. Welcome, kids, to Camp Hummingbird! He waits for an applause. There is none.
No.
Good to be back, Jimmy!
Yeah. Welcome, cubs. He gestures to some of the younger kids. Welcome, bears. He gestures to some of the middle school-aged kids. And welcome, grizzlies. He gestures to, obviously, the older kids at the camp. Hope everybody's ready for a wonderful week here at Camp Hummingbird. We got some fun activities planned for you. We're going to do archery. We're going to build rafts together. We're going to do a scavenger hunt. Obviously, stay away from the emus. He kind of looks at the two of you very pointedly.
What?
After this, we can have a little free time. You get sent to your cabins. Obviously, that's going to be good. And then we're going to do archery first. That's going to be the first activity while you're here. If you got any questions, feel free to ask me or the rest of the camp counselors. Remember, there's two rules. You got to be kind to each other and you don't go near the emus. Those are the only two rules at Camp Hummingbird, okay?
I reflect on everything we've done that day.
Okay, I hope all your kids have a wonderful time. Enjoy your chili. The cook, Cookies, he's made a delicious chili for everybody. I hope you like it. And enjoy your time here. And he goes off stage.
Are we bears?
Yeah, you would be bears. You're middle schoolers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You continue to not eat the chili, I assume. Mort has probably like 2.5 bowls of the chili. He likes it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Eventually, with lunch done, the chili bowls are like taken away and the counselors go back on stage. You can see Cormac is back there and maybe Snots comes and sits back down next to you.
How you feeling, pal?
Great.
That's good to hear.
He sucks. Anyway.
I want to ask what happened, but I don't want to know. So I just look at him disgustedly.
And I'm just like, intercept that look. Holly, you don't want to know.
I'm not asking.
Whatever he has to say, it's none of
our
business.
You just don't want to hear it.
I imagine at this point, Snots tries to explain and I'm just like, put my hand on his face. Shut up.
You feel his hot breath on your hand. Oh.
Wipe it on my jeans.
Wipe it on his jeans.
No, because that requires touching him more.
Yeah, fair enough.
Although wiping something on someone, like, so if someone like sneezes on you and then you wipe it on their jeans, that's pretty funny.
That's good. Before you leave, the camp counselors come on stage.
Yeah.
And maybe Peg Lively, she comes to the front. There's like a little kind of like shitty microphone and she's like, if anybody has any questions, now's your time to ask them before we lead everybody to their cabins. And she kind of just like opens the floor.
Put my hand up.
Brick.
Do I get to pick who I share a cabin with?
No cabins are assigned, but she like maybe goes to the side of the stage, comes out with like a clipboard. You are with Snots McKenzie, your good friend. So, yes.
Who else is he with?
He's with Snots McKenzie, Ryan. those three are in a cabin together.
Cool.
Who am I? Can I look at the chart or do I have to ask her?
You got to ask her.
Who am I bunking with?
You are bunking. Let me have a look here, Holly. Looks like you're with Shara and, Mortimer. Mortimer's like, I'm a boy. Yeah, it looks like you're with Mortimer here. I don't think there's enough room in the boys' cabins. That's not a problem for you, Morty, is it? Mortimer's like, I guess it's fine. Is that a problem for you, he says to Holly?
No, why would it be?
Yes.
Just don't do anything yuck.
Okay, you never would.
I imagine starts them like this one just... What are you? I can't believe it.
You look over. Yeah, Snot has never been more furious because he knows that Mortimer's not going to appreciate that. This is like the greatest. This is something he's fantasized about.
Opened and blessed.
Mortimer's just like, well,
whatever.
That's a bugger, but that's embarrassing, I guess.
I'll eat figs in any bed. Doesn't matter who's around me. I don't care. But you know that Snot McKenzie's. It's like he's about to have a freaking heart attack.
He's like so angry. Plus, and he's about to cry because he just can't process his emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. You can probably see his eyes are pretty wet. He looks jealous. And he looks as well, actually. Okay, yeah, you can see in this moment, and this is kind of a shame for the two of you because this is something you really didn't want to happen. It's almost the opposite of what you wanted to happen. In this moment, Snots McKenzie has decided he hates Mortimer Scoville.
No!
He hates him with every fiber of his being for not appreciating the heaven.
Snots?
Yeah.
Obviously, this is horrible that this has happened to you.
Yeah.
And I don't have a solution that will 100% fix it for you, but I do have a nice middle ground that I'm going to work on.
Okay. All right.
Mortimer's not to blame here. It's Jimmy.
Yeah. It's
and
Jimmy.
I've got some Snots. Snots?
Yeah.
Snots, I got a scheme cooking.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. Mortimer's like... Everybody's going to be getting changed at all hours. Oh, man. And then he's like pissed off about it for some reason.
Mort.
But you watch his Snots like fucking whips his head back, whips his head into the table and nearly faints at the very idea.
Mort.
Yeah, what?
Come over here for a second.
Okay.
Mort.
Yeah.
Are you friends with Muesli?
I know him.
And like, how
he's
you feeling?
Kind of
like
a quiet, weird guy.
How you feeling about your sleeping arrangements?
Well, I mean, whatever, really. It's all the
Would
same.
Would you prefer to be in a boy's cabin?
I don't care.
Because I got a good idea.
I'm listening.
So I know that like I got a sister. I've been around girls before.
Yeah.
So more, what I'm thinking is.
Yeah.
So like, I'll go speak to Jimmy.
Okay.
He loves me. But if he doesn't agree to
this. That's true.
If he doesn't agree to this, the moment they call lights out, me and you will just switch places.
What's in it for me? I don't care. So, like, what's in it? Do you want to be sleeping in your girl's tent? Cabin, whatever?
Holly's there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, whatever.
Okay. I was going to try and bargain, but.
We'll swap. Okay. Time for your.
This is good for me because you're a kind of yuck that I'm appreciative of.
Well, I feel like that we're closer friends than you and Mort because you don't loathe me. I hope
I don't like the idea of bunking with Mort is super yucky because I just don't want to find out how he sleeps.
Yeah,
I think that's too much.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
If you come into my tent,
yeah,
or, what's it called?
Cabin.
Yes, if we share a cabin. We're not sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
Mischief all night.
You yeah. Turn around to see that Snots is having some complicated emotions.
Okay. Snots, not
because now you're
Snots,
taking
Snots,
his Snots
come over here. Snots.
I thought I was going to get to sleep.
I told
in the
you
cabin.
That you weren't the solution. But Snots, brother, I'm going to tell you everything.
That's pretty appealing to Snots. Yeah, you see, he like has this lascivious grin, and he starts smiling and nodding.
I'll even tell you bra colors.
He does that thing again where he like his head whips back, and he nearly fucking face plants in the table with joy.
But you gotta play it cool. You gotta play it cool.
Everyone
finds out. Oh. The deal's off.
You see, he like maybe casually reaches for a bowl of chili. He's like, yeah. He puts it back down. Peg Lively on the stage is like, have you quite done? No one else was talking throughout all that.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, get everybody assigned to their cabins.
Yeah, sounds good.
And you want
Hey, one last question.
Yeah.
And it's cool if not. Can you swap cabins?
Yeah, you can. If you come and talk to me, I can sort that out. Okay. Everybody files out. I assume you, Mort. You go up to Peg and you kind of just make that swap there.
I'd be like, yeah, me and Holly, like, we're friends for I don't know if this is true or not. And if it's a lie, I say it with the exact same confidence that I would say the truth anyway, so it doesn't matter. We've shared a room before, so like, it's no big deal.
The thing about this particular role-playing system is very collaborative. So if you want something to be the case, just say it.
That's
and
the case.
Then it's the case.
We have shared a room before, but that was because we snuck in.
Yeah.
But it's still technically true because we have shared a room before.
Peg's like, Holly, if you try, I don't care. Of course, I'll put you. She leans in. It's better him than Mort.
I know.
I'm right here. It's Mort. You're my friend too, Peg.
Who was the other?
So there's Monk and Becca.
No. The other girl that I'm
Oh, that would be Shara Delancey. She's a kind of brute. She's the brutish girl, one of the cronies of Wendy,
she's
who's
like
not afraid to pick up and throw a child.
Yeah. She's like in between you and me.
Yeah.
I doubt she'll care.
Yeah.
She'll probably prefer
but
me.
But she'll
than
dub to Wendy. You're better than Mort.
Absolutely. In any situation, you're better than Mort.
And Mort is better than Snod.
Exactly. That's the rungs of the ladder, baby.
Please, can they become friends?
You're trying.
Holly, my hands are tied. I would want nothing more in life than me and you live a freak-free life.
They hate each other so much.
Whatever they want.
They can see the freak in each other, but not in themselves.
They're just so diametrically opposed as people.
The opposite kinds of grease. Yeah. What's that thing when two kind of oils won't mix?
They're oil and water, baby.
That's the one.
They're oil
and dirty water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And spit.
They're oil and spit. They don't mix. All of the campers are led out into the sort of Camp Hummingbird properly, and you're each assigned a cabin. The cabin you have, I'll say, is cabin, let's call it cabin 6. You're right next to cabin 7. And that's on the girl's side of the camp. And Mortimer, Snot, and Muesli, they all go into the boys' cabin, and the rest of the campers kind of like disperse themselves. As maybe Peg leads you in, she's like, well, you've got some free time for the next, like, hour before we do archery. So, I don't know, have fun, you know. Just sort of entertain yourselves. I'll just be in the main cabin, the main building, if you need me. All right, have fun. See you, Holly. And she heads off.
Bye, Peg.
Bye, Peg.
Bye, Brick. Sorry.
What the fuck?
What the frick, Brick?
You see, as you go inside, that...
I've immediately forgot our roommate's name again, too.
Shara.
Yeah. Shara Delancey.
Do I know Shara?
Yeah, you would. You've been to camp together for... Well, I mean, it's up to you how long you've been going to camp. The camp's been running, you know, for the entire time you've been alive. So you theoretically could have been going for quite a while. Shara's been going for probably the last 5 years. She is a crony of Wendy Callahan, so you probably had run-ins before. But you might have also spent your time avoiding her meaty fists. It's up to you.
Yeah.
So would you like to have had run-ins with Shara Delancey? What would you like your relationship with her to be?
I would imagine that I've only primarily dealt with Wendy.
Okay.
So for me, Wendy and I have beefs.
Yeah.
It's never come to the point where Shara has to join in, because that would then mean that Mort had to join in.
Fair.
And that sucks.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's primarily dealing with Wendy, but I feel like Shara and I have a respect for each other.
Okay.
Where, like, you know.
Yeah. What's the bedding situation? Is it just three
people? It'd be two bunk beds.
Two bunk beds, but there's only three people in the room.
Yeah. One of the bunks is just left unused.
Hey, Shara.
Shara is sitting on one of the top bunks and just kind of like kicking her legs back and forth. She's writing in a journal. Hi, she says.
It's, I don't know if you remember me. I'm Brick. Brick Hickman.
Yeah, I remember.
They called me that because I was born heavy.
I remember you, Brick, and why your name is Brick, she says. I'll get you to both of you. What's your...
So, I know- Shara, look, thanks so much for having me. I know that these sleeping arrangements probably aren't ideal, but it was either me or Mort, and I feel like that you've come out on top.
You can see, you can both tell that she's pissed. She's pissed that this is the situation here.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily because, she's not pissed that you're here specifically. It's more like she knows.
She's not with Wendy?
She's not with Wendy, and so she's cut about that. You also got you can get an extra effect with your charm. Would you like her to keep believing you? Form a lasting relationship.
Whoa.
She'll take risks to help you. She'll try to persuade others to believe you. Frightened, confused, or impressed, or infatuated.
So many tempting options.
Good options.
Yeah, you've said this to her, and you can see in her eyes, she's like, he's right, and it's nice of him to even think about the fact that I don't want to spend time with Mort.
This will cause me trouble in the future, but I reckon infatuation.
Yes! Perfect choice.
That actually will help me do pretty much anything you just listed.
Yeah. You can see as well. You can see
what happens with the charm, Holly.
She like puts her journal away and she seems like really engaged, but she's kind of like blocking you out. She just wants to talk to Brick. So what are you going to do while you're here at camp?
I go on my bed and start playing with my knife.
Well, I don't know. Me and Holly will probably just cause as much trouble as possible.
Yeah,
you know, usual activities.
Yeah.
It's just good to be back.
Yeah, oh yeah. If you want to go to the emus later?
Whoa, hang on. Hang on. Holly's just realized if she likes Brick, then we get her from Wendy. Yeah, we can go to the emus.
Yeah, it'd be fun to go to the emus. Well, I guess you could come, Holly.
We already went there.
Oh, yeah. Just the two of you together?
Yeah, but I think that, like, this could be a great trio.
Yeah, okay.
I think that, like, I really like the cut of your jib.
What are you doing? You're playing with fire, you buddy! You're playing with fire! You're playing with freaking Shara Delancey's heart, baby! Yo, dude, you watch this, like, if the infatuation was, like, it was a shallow infatuation, you just dipped a little deeper. You can see that as well, Holly.
Yes!
Maybe she says, like, Holly, do you not want to like spend time with Mort? Like you and Mort, you and Mort are friends.
I
know, like,
I cannot hide my disgust.
You and Mort are friends or whatever, and like maybe just me and Brick can go and like look at the emus together.
That I'd be like, oh, it's the first day of camp. We're gonna have plenty of time. I think I think the most important thing right now is that we bond as a room, as the only people are already looking at us. Like they're thinking that this room's going to be, like, dysfunctional, whatever, boys and girls, but I reckon we're going to make this work.
Yeah, okay. I think we're going to have fun.
I think we're going to absolutely have
this
fun.
This is going to be the best camp ever.
Should we, like, give it, like, a name for our cabin? Like, cabin something or something?
I absolutely. What's your suggestion?
like cabin awesome or something?
Oh!
What about...
Cabin radical?
What about cabin... kick it.
Kevin, kick it.
I think that's a really good idea, Brick. Mm. I think that's really clever.
Yeah. Thanks. It's you know the Beastie Boys?
No, but I'd like to. Do you have like a Walkman or something that I could like hear them?
I'll scratch one up. I'll play you my favorite song.
Oh my god! She's flushed. She's very excited and very infatuated.
Fuck yeah! I go back to fixing my knife.
Me and Holly will take these bunks. You stay over here. I don't want to mess with your stuff.
Oh, you could go under. You could go in the bunk under mine. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's four beds. We can always just rotate.
Okay. You gotta keep. You see, now that you've kicked it off, you gotta maintain it, dude.
Yeah.
Dating's hot.
Oh my god. Okay, so.
Uh oh. Oh my god.
You did really well. You got another. You can buy another, like an extra effect. You could go for the double infatuation if you wanted to. That seems really dangerous, though. That seems really dangerous. So you could.
I don't want to leave this camp with a wife.
You can get her to persuade others to believe you.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so you get...
Wendy is on side.
Wendy, full on, she's infatuated with you to the point where she's going to, try and talk you up and kind of get you on the good side of Wendy
Roger.
Worst case scenario, we now have Shauna. She's ours.
Yeah. Well, Holly, I think this skimp is going to be very silly.
We exchange a look like, oh.
Trouble already.
So, we've already got second emu plans. 4 to 9. 4 to 9.
You've already, yeah. Those
Holly, you're going to get to live your dream of fighting an emu twice in one day.
Okay. You got probably, I would say, like 20 minutes left of free time. Is there anything you would like to do in that time or just chill in your cabin?
I reckon we should, like, we got rudely interrupted by Jimmy before. We didn't finish doing, like, our annual lap of the camp. Want to go for a walk?
Yes.
Nice.
Do you want to come?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah, sure, come. I look at Holly. I was trying to get me and you alone, but that's fine. No, it's fine. We hide it. I'm like, come for a walk.
Okay, yeah, I'd love to. All right, the three of you leave your cabin. You can see Mortimer and Muesli are sitting kind of there in the cabin opposite you. Muesli is this very timid little kid. He's got like kind of a bowl haircut. He's got like a kind of tiny face. You know, like those kind of like that 80s look where it's like mostly bowl haircut and then little nothing face hidden by
it. Does he have glasses?
Little shrew.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He's got glasses. He's got big, thick, circular glasses.
Hey,
Muesli, glasses.
What's up?
Hey. He says. Mortimer's like, kind of like... Does, you know, like where you put a hand up to like hide what you're doing from somebody and he kind of like gives a thumb at like Muesli, like as if to say, this freaking kid, look what I'm stuck with.
What a room. Muesli,
that's
more
like free cabin.
How are your sleeping arrangements, fellas?
Pretty good. He kind of, Mortimer gets up. Muesli kind of trails behind Mortimer. He gets up. It's fucked up that Mortimer has a freak now. How'd that happen? Mortimer walks up to the three of you and he's like, yeah, it's pretty good. Snotch put two mattresses down on the floor and he said it's like a double bed. So he kind of takes up most of the cabin with his double bed. He does quotation
marks. What does he need a double bed for?
I don't know, man.
Chicks, I'd say.
Yeah. You know, maybe Snots is like, if I bring a babe around, I don't want to do it in a single bed.
Mort, do you have a name for your cabin?
Name for your cabin? Are we naming your cabin?
You should name the cabin. I reckon you guys are forming a powerful bond. Other people are going to be jealous of your kid.
Snots looks back over his shoulder and he's like, powerful bond?
We named our cabin.
What can you name your cabin?
Cabin Kick It.
Cabin Kick It.
Cabin Kick It.
Because we kick it.
Well, maybe I should be Cabin Spin It.
Cabin Spinach?
Yeah.
All right, Cabin Spinach.
No, I said kick it. I said spin it, I mean.
Cabin Spinach.
That's Muesli. I'll go tell Snot.
Glad Cabin Spinach is going well.
God, yeah. Just somehow, like, you just hear as it, like, bleeds through the rest of the camp. Camp Spinach, Cabin Spinach, Cabin Spinach. They all know. That's out of Mort's hands now.
Yeah.
That's exciting because that also means that everyone else is also going to name their cabins.
Yeah. What are you guys doing? He says, I got to get away from these troublemakers.
Well, if you want to avoid trouble.
I do.
You were talking to the wrong guy.
Oh, don't
know.
Oh,
I mean, like, I want to avoid. Muesli's going back inside to let Snots know. Okay. Muesli, you watch as he disappears behind Mort into the cabin, then he comes out like wide-eyed and he walks towards her, and you know exactly what's happening. It's not that like 5 seconds of alone time, and that's all it took.
Muesli. Oh, I know this God. Is new to you. But if the cabin is...
It looked like a couple of raccoons fighting under a blanket, he says.
Wait. Walk up to cabin spinach. Knock on the door. Snots!
Yeah?
You alone?
Yeah.
Thank Christ. I heard rumors and I thought something like... Anyway.
Please don't come in, he says.
I'm not gonna, but I would have hoped that you'd stop while I was talking to you.
Well, I have, but I'm just waiting for you to go. I'm, you know.
How's your double bed?
Awesome.
It's for chicks, isn't it?
Yeah, in case I bring anyone to cabin spinach.
Yeah, it's. I hear it's because you're really strong.
Oh, like, yeah, like Popeye.
Yeah.
He's strong.
Yeah. Have you spoken to any girls yet?
Not yet, but I...
Yeah, maybe, hey... Buddy,
yeah.
Maybe use this time to speak to people rather than, you know, whatever you're doing.
Okay. Who do you recommend I talk to?
Just anyone.
I'll talk to Wendy Callahan. She's the hottest.
Good start. Anyway, me and Holly are just going to go for a wander.
Okay, I'll be here picking up babes.
Yeah. You go pick up babes. I'll leave Morty with you.
Okay.
He's a great wingman, I hear. That's what Holly said.
I can't believe that.
It's true. All right.
Holly, come any closer to the cabin.
No, I grab Shara's hand and start walking away. He'll follow. We just...
Okay. How long have you known him? She asks.
It would be like, what, 5 years or something?
Yeah, something like that. Are you two like...
You get to pick out past.
What
now.
Are you saying to me?
Like, I don't know. Like, have you two... Like, you're close. So, like, is there anything...
I glare at her.
What's your hot charm? I think you've picked up what she's driving at, but let's just...
Yeah, I'm going to make her say it because it's yuck. How dare she imply such a yuck thing? 3 and 2.
Okay. Yeah, you know exactly what she's getting at. You know she wants to know if there was any past relationship or if Brick's single, basically. Yeah, like, if you ever... like, it's fine if you have. I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just curious.
That's so gross.
Okay, oh my God, oh my God.
Glad I'm out of earshot for this.
Oh my God, don't even, like, you know, like, if you had, like, he's a catch, she says. Anyway, good to know he's single. Whatever.
I think maybe he's interested in you.
Did he say that?
He doesn't need to.
This is obviously a conversation I didn't hear.
Yeah.
Hearing it.
It's so concerning.
Very concerning. Offensive, then stressful.
You don't think she believes you. And then, actually.
What?
Yeah, you say that.
No,
like,
really. I know him.
You don't have to lie to me,
he doesn't do this around other girls. But he doesn't do this around other girls.
Okay, maybe you've never seen him do it around other girls. Okay, look.
Well, I don't respond because fair enough. he's doing something vaguely rude, and I'm like, let's cheese it. I don't want to be part of this.
Okay, you leave Snots to whatever he's doing. Maybe after a beat, Snots comes out.
After a
couple seconds, he comes out. And you can see he's like doing up his belt as he steps outside.
Snots.
Yeah.
What have I told? I know it's summer camp, and you want to let your flag fly.
Yeah.
You are sharing a cabin.
Not at the moment. Anyway, he like scans past you, and he sees Wendy Callahan, who's sitting out the front of her cabin. Maybe Roger Loomis is like corner over from his cabin to there as well.
Yeah.
And he's like, anyway, and he like slicks back his hair, and you see him walk over to Wendy Callahan.
Just before he gets to Wendy, I'm just going to quickly yell, Wendy, look out, and then turn around.
Wendy like looks up, he's not going, maybe you glance over your shoulder, you just see the two of them dip back into their cabin and close the door in Snot's face.
I laughed myself.
As you start walking over to Shara and Holly, you realize Mort's is with you.
Hey, Mort.
Hey.
What are you up to?
Well, I'm kind of bored. You see where you guys are going.
I'm friends with Holly.
Holly, is this true? I mean, I'm joking.
Yeah.
No.
All right. The four of you join up, much to, yeah, you're unhappy, but hey, Mort's here.
As we're all going together, I imagine that I will be going closer toward my good friend Brick.
Yeah.
And then I quickly just duck behind Shara so that she can be next to you.
Oh, nice.
And then I smile at you like, hey, 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 this benefits both of us.
As you round the toilet block, you feel as Shara's hand, because she's right next to you, kind of starts to touch your hand like she's trying to go in for a handhold. What would you like to do? You can see this while you're walking next to Mort.
This is the worst.
No, this is good.
Combination of people for this to happen.
Yeah, it is.
Because if I start holding hands, then you're stuck with Mort.
Oh, I'm going to duck around the other side.
Mort behind.
Well, yeah, I'll go for it. Hold hands.
All right, yeah. You watch as that you like Shara's hand and Brick's hands intertwine.
She's like the second toughest girl at camp.
Yes, she is.
I'm the toughest girl at camp.
Shara is getting added to my relationships table.
Yeah. You get yourself a camp girlfriend, dude, within like an hour of being a camp.
This is meant to be a role-playing system, not my real life.
Are you a boyfriend and girlfriend? Mort asks you.
Shut up.
I just need to know the situation, he says.
Why?
So I can keep abreast of everything that's going on.
You don't need to know that.
Well, it's nice to be included.
Why would you need to know?
Well, because then I know. I'm not going to say anything embarrassing.
What could you say, Mort?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to avoid, because I'm always saying the wrong thing. Aren't I, Brick? I'm always saying the wrong thing. People always yelling at me. So if I know what's going on, I'm probably not going to say the wrong thing.
Mort?
Uh-huh.
I need you right now to shut the fuck up.
Okay, geez. Mort goes
Shara, back. I'm so sorry.
That's Mort, fine.
If you're always saying the wrong thing, maybe you should stop saying things.
Well, I gotta talk sometimes to ask for dinner and stuff.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.